Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to the book of John, Gospel account of John, chapter 14. And then I think we'll go right over to Philippians, chapter 4. We began on a series, and I believe I called it Perfect Peace, but I've already changed the title. It's a work in progress, you understand. And I'm calling it this week, Careful for Nothing. Careful for Nothing. Looking for the title that best describes the flow. And one reason I make some adjustments sometimes is because until you get into it, you don't see the flow. And I saw today how that this is going to work really well with what we're looking at on Sunday. But I just now found that out. So I can't take credit for that. In John 14 and 1, John 14, 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Who's the understood subject here? You. You are not to let or allow your heart to be troubled. Now, skip on down to the end of the chapter. That was the first verse. Skip on down to, there's so many good things here. Just go all the way to the end, to 26. He said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. And then he says it again. Let not your heart be troubled. And he adds, neither let it be afraid. Now this is like all the Word of God, all the words of the Master, so powerful, so rich. And the truth will do what for you? It'll make you free. And the reason the enemy has the grip on the world that he has is the scripture says he has blinded the minds of those that don't believe. People do not know. Human beings living on this planet, most of them do not realize how staying away from God, staying away from church, staying away from the Word and prayer leaves them so vulnerable to being blinded and deceived and manipulated, controlled by the God of this world. They imagine they are free to do whatever they like, but in truth, they are in bondage. They are in captivity, blind and without understanding. And part of that blindness, well, it works out, I'll say like this, it works out to believing lies that prevent you from being free. And one of the lies that the enemy has convinced millions on the planet is that you cannot control your heart, your feelings, your emotions. You cannot control whether you are troubled or not. You cannot control whether you are afraid or not. Millions of church-going people believe you cannot help it. You cannot control it. But how are we to understand what the Master said? Let's read it again. Read verse 27 again. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. This peace that he's talking about, we'll see about it again here in Philippians in a moment. It's called the peace that passes understanding. You're not going to be able to explain this peace fully. You're not going to be able to explain it to other people completely, because it does what? It passes understanding. And you cannot find this peace anywhere in this world. You can only find it in Christ. Because it is His peace. How could you get it anywhere else? It's His peace that He gave to us. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody said out loud, I have His peace. His peace is mine. If we have His peace, then we can walk like He walked in this life, as far as not being troubled, not being in fear. That's what He's saying. Isn't that the next phrase? My peace I'm giving to you. Then what's the next thing He says? You don't let your heart be troubled. Take advantage of the peace I've given you, and don't let your heart be troubled. And don't let your heart be afraid. Now, if we just camped on these two phrases for 3 months, it would be time well spent. Because I know from some small experience, the vast majority of Christians don't believe you can live like this. They don't believe these wonderful, bold, red letters in the New Testament. I've had people look at me with tears and in anguish and say, I can't help it. I'm sorry. I can't help it. They're distraught. They're just in an upheaval. And they'll say, well, you don't understand. Well, did the Master understand? I can't help it. You'll hear over and over and over and over again, I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can. Well, that is evidence of believing a lie. Just believing that this is not true, what we just read. That there are numerous situations in life that will put you in a place where you cannot control your heart being troubled, and you cannot control being in fear and afraid. We need to decide what we believe. If the Master said, I'm giving you my peace. Now, don't let your heart be troubled. What's the correct response to that direction? Don't let your heart. Is the Word of God, God speaking to me? Amen. Should I read it that way? Amen. Should I read it like Jesus said to Keith? Glory. Keith? Yes, sir? I'm giving you my peace. Whoa! Thank you, Lord. Amen. Your peace? Amen. The peace you walked in when you were on the earth? Glory. The peace you... Your peace. Thank you, Master. He said, now listen, Keith. Yes, sir. I'm giving you my peace. Don't let your heart be troubled. Am I supposed to unhook there and go, well, now, I'll try, Lord. I'll do the best I can. But you know, sometimes you just get so overwhelmed, you can't help it. Sometimes everybody has some blue days. Everybody has some down times. I can almost hear the organ music in the background. Can't you? I mean, this is preached in churches. Everybody has some down days. Everybody wanna feel blue sometime. Everybody. That's actually where the blues came from. The blues is perverted church music. Wow. The blue, the origin of the blues came right out of the church. But there's a lot of stuff in the church ought not be in the church. It ought not be in the church. Singing about how bad it is, about how hard it is, about how rough it is. He's not going to help you. It just confirms your fears and being troubled and being upset. Is it possible, my friends, to have what Jesus is talking about here? Is it possible to get a hold of yourself and say, no, 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 I'm not going to let my heart be troubled like that? Is it possible? I'm going to yield to the peace that the Lord has given me. Is it possible to get a hold of yourself and say, I'm not going to let my heart be afraid like that. I'm not yielding to that fear. Fear, I resist you. Leave me. Is it possible? That's not how most people live. That's not how most Christians live. But I am expecting Faith Life Church. Come on now. I'm expecting. Me and you, maybe we've done it some, but I'm expecting us to come on up and just do it as an everyday way of life. I believe the Lord's expecting us to finally take Him seriously and do what He told us to do. Come on, somebody said out loud, I can do what the Master told me to do. What did He tell you? Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. That means you can. Now go to Philippians, 4th chapter. So rich here. Philippians 4 and 6. Actually, back up to verse 4. Let's read a little bit more of this. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord. On select occasions. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. If the Lord told you to rejoice, can you rejoice? If He told you to rejoice all the time, can you rejoice all the time? Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, like we said last week, people have taken this in the King James and built whole doctrines out of it, out of something it did not say. People, you hear people say, the Scripture says moderation in all things. Where is that verse?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.